in about 31.
About 31. You were very small.
Yeah.
And they even stopped the church.
Yeah.
So by the time you were young, the church building was used for something else.
Yeah, in the summertime. In the summertime, I was kindergarten, you know.
Ah.
Because they had to put the kids someplace because they moved that out to work. They had to out to work because the men weren't
gone.
The spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Starting to push.
Yeah.
Whatever they saw.
Yeah. So he took them. Took them all away.
Yeah. So they all had to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did your mother work in the collective too, or did she?
Yeah. Yeah, she worked in a vegetable garden. They had a vegetable garden. That's where she worked.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So how long did you stay in school? Well, you stayed in school until the Germans came.
Yeah.
And then you did switch to a German school.
No, then I didn't go no more to school.
You didn't?
There was hardly any teachers there, and the teachers that were there, they had the first or second graders there, you know.
Oh.
And 90% of the time, there was German soldiers in the schools anyway.
Living there.
Yeah.
So what did you do when the German soldiers were there? The collective was still operating?
Oh yeah. It was the same way.
It was the same way?
Yeah.
But it was now bringing food to the German side.
Oh yeah.
Interesting. So you went from one dictatorship to another.
Yeah, well, we didn't consider that a dictatorship. We didn't know that was a dictatorship, you know.
It was just nice.
The soldiers themselves, they were nice, you know.
Yeah.
They were just ordinary soldiers.
Yeah, they were just... Yeah. Okay. All right. Now they're talking all about church and so on, but that was pretty well not operating when you were around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, see, were you alive when it was you were in Neudorf when your grandfather died?
No. He died already. After he came here? Yeah. He died in most likely in 45 in January, you know. Because that's when we ran away.
What country?
No, 44.
Oh, he was still in
Russia? No, it was 45 already. Because the war was over in the summer, you know.
And he was staying in his village?
No, he was there in our house. We had a big house, you know. They had thrown the photos out there, and we stayed in that house.
Now, where was it? This is in Poland.
Yeah.
So he, when you...
Well, it was at that time Germany. It was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Vartigo then, they called that, you know.
But you went back with the German troops.
Yeah.
And the grandfather went with you.
Yeah.
So you all went together.
Yeah.
And you were all living in Poland,
and
we
couldn't, our wagon was too small to hold us up. So he was an older guy already, you know, so they put him in a different wagon, a nice wagon, you know.
I see.
And then my sister went on, he said, if he wanted to come, you know, later on, if he wanted to come anyway in our wagon, he said, no. And there was hundreds of wagons, and we lost them, and we never found them.
You lost your grandfather's wagon?
No.
Your sister's wagon?
No. The grandfather.
Yeah.
The grandfather and whatever the wagon. We lost it. There were hundreds of wagons.
Yeah.
They were all around, you know. So we lost that guy, and we never find either one wagon or my grandfather.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
he never got to
No.
You never got west with you.
Yeah.
You never got out of Russia with you. He just disappeared.
No. He came back. He came back in Westphal. He wasn't in Westphal with us. Yeah. Not in Westphal, in Wartego. He came to Germany with us.
Oh, he came to Germany.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that?
Well, and
the end of the war?
In 45,
yeah.
Right after Christmas,
yeah.
When the Red Army was so close,
yeah.
The all around.
Then you went
around far in the west, you know.
Far the west.
Yeah.
That's when you lost him.
Yeah, that's when we lost
him. Oh, my.
Yeah.
He and your sister?
No.
Together?
No. My sister got back. Well, she tried to go, after that, she went there once to see him, and he didn't pass. He was here, nice and comfortable, and he had a nice wagon there. Well, there was more people on a wagon.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
So what, he wanted to stay there. And the next time, she couldn't find him anymore, and we never found him again.
But when you say wagon, this was a horse-drawn?
Yeah, the Alba horse-drawn wagon.
Horse-drawn. So you were all going west?
Yeah.
Yeah. The horse-drawn wagon.
Yeah.
Let me get another. I'm going to use it.
Yeah, go ahead. And that's, and there's some.
Okay. I seem to have a drippy nose. All right. Well, they're asking all sorts of questions about things, religious ceremonies and so on in Russia. Well, you didn't have them.
No.
When Christmas came along, what happened? Did you have any special?
No. We had the 1st of January, we had the same thing what they had on Christmas. Christmas tree and everything. And they called the guy instead of the Yerushka, you know,
yeah.
The Vina, you know, what we call here,
yeah.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
They call him there Yerushka Moroza, which means rose father as frost. You know?
Oh, yeah.
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 And the very same thing, everything, just a week later. And
oh, yes.
if Christmas didn't fall on Saturday or Sunday, we had to go to school. And the same day, the people, they had to work.
Oh,
yeah.
But you could still celebrate Christmas.
Well, we couldn't.
In the communist times?
No, well, celebrating, well, we didn't go to church or nothing, you know.
No, but you?
No, well.
You could have a Christmas tree in
Well, we didn't have, there was no thing. We never had a Christmas tree.
No.
There was no pine there, you know.
Ah.
For some reason, there was very little wood. We had all the fruit you could, you know, but there was no trees.
No trees, no pine trees. Huh.
And no other tree either. There was no.
Yeah. So you're now living in, of course, a communist country, in the early 30s.
Yeah.
And your father was gone.
Yeah.
And then your mother was working in the collective,
yeah.
And so on. And you say when Christmas Day came along, what, you'd had some kind of celebration in your house?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit.
We usually invited the sister, you know,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
For dinner, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, we never had through the Bible always, but you had to hide it.
Sure.
They could throw you in jail. You know,
you had a Bible.
For have a Bible.
Yeah.
You always had a Bible.
Yeah. Okay. So, but it was different when you got back to Germany.
Yeah.
When you got back to Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, when you were back in Germany, it was wartime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were lucky to still be.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Living.
The church, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Before, well, anything, let's see, when you were still living in Russia,
yeah.
But you were living in the communist time,
yeah.
Did they have arranged marriages at all, or how did you see any people get married?
Yeah, the people get married, but they didn't get married and entered. They have to go to the
the Burgermeister?
City Hall.
At the City Hall.
City Hall. And they put you there together. It took you there 5 or 6 minutes for that, you know.
And did they, were the husbands and wives chosen by the family, or?
No. We never choose each other. I don't think so.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
That's why when the Germans came in, our church was open again. There's a whole bunch of people then got married there in church. Some had already one or two or three kids, you know, and they still, they married in church to make it, you know, make it legal, you know.
Sure.
They didn't figure it was anything, you know.
Yeah.
Just threw you together there, and that was it.
That's right. Yeah. Well, they're talking about German foods and so on. Well, sounds like you didn't have much food at all.
Well, I tell you one thing.
Yeah.
He was born in Russia. And when we, in peacetime.
Yes.
When we went to Germany during the war as aliens, you know.
Wow.
We had no citizen there yet.
Yeah.
We ate better there during the war than we ate in Russia in peacetime. Yeah.
Isn't that so?
Not what you wanted to eat exactly, but you had enough to eat that you never went hungry, you know.
Yeah, more food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's said that what Stalin was trying to do during the 1930s was to starve all the people in the Ukraine, is that?
Yeah, especially, that's where he is, because they didn't want at first. Ukraine, he was the last one he got under his thumb, you know.
So he really wanted to starve?
Oh, yeah, he wanted to.
Everybody?
Yeah.
But did he pick the Germans especially, or was it the Ukrainians, or everybody? Who got?
I think so, everybody, I think so.
He took all the food from any farmer, yeah?
Yeah, well, he didn't take the food, but he never gave you any, see?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if the collective took the food, and then it...
Yeah, and they shipped it away,
that's what I had heard about taking away the food.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was nothing left for you to eat.
That's right.
So, did they talk about the fact that they were being starved?
No, well, I don't think so.
You were pretty young.
Yeah.
You didn't know anything about the politics.
Yeah, I think the only thing that really kept us alive, Mom, had lots of sugar beets. We had and we ate sugar beets.
You always grew sugar beets?
Oh, yeah. And we made, well, the rabbits, we fed them sugar beets in the wintertime, you know.
Yeah.
And then we made in the fall, we made sugar beet, zero from sugar beet.
I bet you.
So I had about 5-6 pail full of syrups we had for the winter, you know. That's what kept you alive, you know.
Yeah.
I know we had to go out of there, you know, we had to go there, and there was this syrup standing there. Mom had always a big spoon in there, you know. So I went by there, took it. That's why she had it standing there, you know.
Sure, so everybody could take a spoon.
Well, yeah, sure. The big one, later, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't taste. I probably wouldn't drink it now, you know, because I got that at Europe now, you know.
But that was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, sure. That kept you alive, you know.
Oh, yeah. So how did you do that? You boiled the sugar beets.
Yeah.
And then maybe the beets, they got fed to the rabbits, and then you had the sugar.
No, that is a...
How did it work?
You press.
Ah.
You
had a press for the sugar beets?
Yeah, you made them sugar beets that was fine, you know.
Yeah, you ground them.
Yeah, and then we had something there. I don't know how to tell you. A kind of a press.
Yeah.
That was on there. Then she put a big rock on there, you know.
Yeah.
And that on the board.
Oh.
And here we had this bag with that mash on there.
Yeah.
That we pressed it out of there.
And it squeezed the juice out.
Yeah, that squeezed the juice out.
Did you have to cook the juice?
Oh yeah. And then we had to, you know. And then we had we never had one of those. It was about as long as this,
yeah.
And maybe that way, that deep.
Oh.
That's where we had to. I had. We had a straw.
A big kettle.
Yeah. Well, that was you know. Like I say, it was about that wide,
yeah.
And that deep, and then that long. That was the, you know, kind of, you know, oh, that's where we cooked it.
That's big.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think 3-1.
Yeah. So it started as juice.
So you had to cook out
2/3.
Yeah, well, 2/3, you know.
Yeah.
Something like
then, it, then it became
oh yeah
juice. I mean, it became syrup.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And then you had to watch right at the end. You had to watch. You know, now it was too thin.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was too thick. You had to watch that because when it was too thick, you know, then it was no good.
Ah.
You really had to watch that.
Ah. You pour that into buckets.
Yeah.
Save it.
Yeah.
Did they have to keep that hidden? Did you keep it hidden?
No.
You're just down in the basement?
Yeah.
Or someplace, I don't remember.
Yeah. No, we had there someplace.
Yeah. So it's asking about, at this time, any music or entertainment? Doesn't sound like
that. No.
No music or entertainment in the 30s?
No.
No. Yeah.
Well, there was some music and entertainment. I was too young. You know.
Yeah. Okay. But they did teach songs in the school when you were going to school?
Yeah.
Some German songs? So that
you No. Well, once we were in third grade, you know, it was all Russian songs.
Yeah, so pretty soon you had Russian songs.
Yeah.
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 Do you know what kind of songs they were? Were they?
Oh yeah.
Patriotic songs?
Oh yeah, mostly patriotic songs.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
International.
Oh yeah. I bet you know that in Russian.
No, that was so long, but somebody translated that into German.
Oh?
And I knew even a verse in German of that, you know.
Both
but it's so long, you know, the same that most of the Russian songs, it's so long, like the Volga boat song, you must have heard about that. I think that's 15 words.
Is that right?
Yeah.
15 verses?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a long song.
Did you have to learn
that
kind of thing?
No.
Not in school.
We had to learn a lot of poems, you know.
Well, you learned poems?
Oh yeah, the teacher would give you a poem and then you take it home and then in 2 days' time, you'd have to say it.
Say it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And these are Russian poems?
Yeah.
I bet you remember some of those even now.
Yeah. The songs and the poems, some of them I remember, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But did you have any favorite that you that you liked?
Yeah. The song, yeah.
Song? Yeah. I could never remember anything like that. Well, it's asking about, was there a community meeting place for young people? You were too young.
Yeah.
I don't know if they...
Yeah, they had a serbu there, they called it, you know. That was a big place that was there, right there, right by the downtown, you know.
Downtown.
And that's where you could go.
What was in downtown, so-called?
Well...
What kind of things?
Well, by this time in the 30s, the kolkhoz had six trucks, and they added a brick building put down to put the trucks in there, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A place for trucks?
Oh, yeah.
What do they use the trucks for?
Well, to haul everything, you know, grain and everything.
This is for the collective?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I see. So this is a garage for the trucks? So
yeah.
They repaired them, yeah. And everything?
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah, it was right there by the city hall, you know. Like,
yeah. So they had a city hall.
Yeah.
What else did they have downtown?
Yeah. Well, and then the St. Booth was downtown, yeah. What they call, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had no industry, actually.
No.
No, there was no.
Nothing else down there?
No.
Any place to buy things?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there was a store to buy things. There was hardly ever anything to buy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, let's see. It says, it asks you to recall any games that you played when you were a child. Did you play card games? Or
no, I don't think so, no. I don't know if anybody had cards. They couldn't buy any cards.
No.
You know, well, we were playing sometimes a little bit of soccer, you know, down there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, well, yeah.
Got a soccer ball? Or
something? Yeah, between the soccer ball and...
Yeah. Yeah. Was it organized at all?
No.
It was just
a bunch
of stuff to
get together, you know.
Did you have any boys your own age?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see any of those? Did they ever get out of Russia?
Oh, yeah, they all came out.
They all came out?
Yeah, but I don't see any of them no more because...
Where did they go?
Yeah, well, all over Canada. In Canada, an old bunch went to Paraguay, you know. The one that had nobody here no relative or something to take him out here, they went to Paraguay.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. In Paraguay, anybody could go to Paraguay, you know. But here to Canada, if there was something wrong with you, they wouldn't let you to Canada.
But you could go to Paraguay?
Yeah. Paraguay, anybody could go, but not to Canada. You had to be outside.
Have you ever had any kind of letters from those people?
Yeah.
Who went to Paraguay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not me, but my mother, because one of my uncle, one of her brother, went there to Paraguay, you know.
Oh.
He later on came to Canada, you know. But
oh, did he?
Yeah, one uncle came here to Canada, and after he was here so long, you know, and he made application and got him out of Paraguay.
Ah.
And he came here in Canada. He's dead now, you know, but he came down to Canada.
Yeah, your mother, your brother. Yeah. So did he have children that came?
Oh, yeah, he had a whole bunch of children. He had six, eight or nine kids.
Now they're all in Canada?
Yeah, they're all in Canada.
Yeah, do they live nearby, or?
No, most of them. Yeah, they're around Vancouver.
About Vancouver?
Yeah.
They were further west?
Yeah. Yeah, my uncle came here to Alberta, and then he was here about four or five years.
Yeah.
And then he went down to Vancouver and he bought himself a berry farm, you know.
Oh.
Strawberry farm. And then he moved down there.
Oh, yeah.
After he had enough money, then he brought his brother from Paraguay there.
I see.
They had both a bunch of kids, and 8 or 9 kids apiece.
So those people you see when you go to Vancouver?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, so do you remember any stories that they told when you were a child, or like fairy tales and things? I don't know what they're getting at here. But
yeah.
did they tell stories that they had been told by their parents?
I can't remember.
Yeah. You were not in the the family was broken up and you didn't have that type of thing.
No.
Yeah. So what did you do in the evening when you came home from school and your mother came home from the collective?
Well, there was nothing to do.
Yeah.
She only worked in the summertime, naturally.
Yeah. Did you work at home at all?
Well, in the summertime when she was working, she came home at noon all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I had the water boiling, whatever it was, when she came home, she just made lunch, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Then she lay down a little bit, and I washed the dishes and everything.
What sort of thing could you have for lunch?
Not much.
Sounds like more sweet, more sugar beets.
Yeah, something like that, you know.
Could she bring some things from the collective sometimes?
No, there wasn't much to bring.
They wouldn't? Because it sounded like the collective was a farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there would be farm things that
you could
get, but I guess she couldn't.
No.
She couldn't protect them.
We had in the garden, we had a garden too, and we grew everything.
Different vegetables?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have.
Yeah.
I see. So you had lots of different things, but no meat to speak of except your rabbits. Mm-hmm. Well, it's strange. It's asking about, were your parents or grandparents superstitious? Did they have superstitions?
So,
who knows?
Well, I don't know.
No, not about them. You know, like, sometimes they say you don't step on a crack in the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That's because of English. Step on a crack and break your mother's back.
Yeah. But or go the black cat runs on one side, or go underneath the ladder.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that stuff at all.
No. No. Did they have that sort of thing?
No, I don't think so.
You don't.
I don't think they even knew about that until we came to Germany.
No.
This stuff, or even here to Canada, I think.
Yeah. Now, so what about any kind of medicine? Did they have some kind of special healing techniques?
Well, that was so close to the Dnieper, and there were so many mosquitoes, and they were all malaria carriers. You know?
They were.
I had three summers in a row I had malaria.
Did you really?
And then all they would give you quinine, you know?
Yeah.
And that is the bitterest stuff that you can imagine, because it was clear. Here, I was talking to a doctor once, and said, what did you do with the quinine?
Yeah.
He said, it's so bitter. He said, well, they're coated here. He said, and if they run out of pills, then they had powder with that. That was worse yet. When you took that, it was bitter in your mouth for the whole day till you had to take it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least in the summertime when the cherries were ripe, you took a cherry and you put it there, you know.
Put it inside the cherry.
And put it there and then swallowed it. You know, that wasn't better.
I guess. Yeah. So you have to take quinine here too, huh?
Oh no.
No more?
Oh no.
Oh, I thought it lasted a lifetime.
Well, they say you can't give blood.
Ah.
That's what I've been told.
I see.
Because I was sick at one time, you know.
I see.
I had three times.
So after malaria, it doesn't bother you anymore?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
The third time,
usually you got it one day, and then would stay away one day, then come back again.
Yeah.
And then when it come back, first you could put as many blankets on you, and you were still cold, you were shaking like a leaf.
Yeah.
And then you got hot, and then you stayed all off and you were still sweating, and then you got a headache.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And then that would last till about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it was over. And then you were so weak, you would hardly walk. Ah. And then the third summer, I was getting already every day, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I was, it must have been in 36 or something. Got already every day. So quinine wouldn't help anymore, and we had no doctor. There was no doctor in our town.
No.
But there was one nurse. And Mom came home at noon. She came home and borrowed a wagon. I couldn't walk anymore. She borrowed a wagon, and she had to drag me on that wagon for about a kilometer or so. And there was this thing there. And I was so skinny. It was all too skinny.
Yeah.
Here on a buttock.
Yeah.
It was the only thing. So she put, give me a needle there.
And
then the next day she gave me a needle there. It hurt. I haven't, I lived there from then on. I never got the malaria again. So
do you have any idea what she gave you?
Yeah, I don't know. But that helped, but that's what she did.
What year was that you got that treatment?
Yeah, I'd say about 36 or 37, you know.
Oh.